Okay, very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 29th, second last day. Tomorrow is our last session here. We got less than half a day tomorrow. We are leaving at about 11. So today we try to make full use of the day to develop your meditation and understanding here. So this morning we will do the usual morning puja. We get Jui to help lead us. Turn to page 18. Oh, sorry, 19. Oh, 18. Oh, 18, yes. Now, may we start first? Those who follow the chanting, they will come up after us. Okay.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well. To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha,
the blessed one.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata
is the pure One, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of God and humans. He is awake and holy. In the world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, is seeker and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth.
He has pointed out
the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity. In its essence and conventions, I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now. Timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise of this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones, disciples, who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully,
who have practiced with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of the self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revered, the teacher of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, the Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, the Sangha I revered. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come to this world. He is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened one, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment.
This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the dislike is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wish is dukkha. In brief, the five grasses of grasping mind are dukkha. These are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, Rupang Anicchang, the body is impermanent, Vedana Anicchang, feeling is impermanent, Sanya Anicchang, perception is impermanent, Sankara Anicchang, mental formations are impermanent, Vijnana Anicchang, consciousness is impermanent, Rupang Anatta, the body is not self, Vedana Anatta, feeling is not self,
Sanya anatta, perception is not self. Sankara anatta, mental formations are not self. Vijnana anatta, consciousness is not self. Sabbe sankara anicca, all conditions are impermanent. Sabbe dhamma anattati, there is no self in the created and the uncreated. Te mayam, all of us, otinamha jatina jara mara marina, all our birth, age, and death. So kaihi paridevihi, dokehi, domanasehi, upayasehi. By sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Dukko dina dukkha parita, bothered by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Apaivana manasa, kivalasa, dukkha kandasa, antakriya panyayitate. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the path of the Blessed One with all our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, the perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained Parinibbana. We have gone forth with faith from home to homelessness, and like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped with the Bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of the wholeness of suffering. Okay, we will do the closing homage. Yeah? Then after that, we can do the exercise. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavatang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. Okay, you can do the usual morning exercise, then after that you meditate for a while. Okay.